This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Ruling Communist Party leaders express commitment to strengthen the party unity, adhering to communist values. Health Ministry says no one tested positive for coronavirus yesterday, and more than 40 people killed in prison riot in Venezuela. Now the news in detail. The ruling Communist Party Secretariat meeting concluded yesterday evening with the decision to hold the Standing Committee meeting on coming Thursday, that is May 7th. The meeting held at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar also agreed to hold the Central Committee meeting, the Central Secretariat meeting on Wednesday, that is May 6th. Party spokesperson Naren Kaji Shrestha said the party decided to move ahead adhering to communist values to achieve socialism-oriented socio-economic transformation. According to party spokesperson Naren Kaji Shrestha, the party also decided to bring party vice president Bamdev Gautam to the House of Representatives at an appropriate time. Talking to reporters following the meeting, Shrestha said Prime Minister and party chair K.P. Sharma Oli and another chair, Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, took to self-criticism over the shortcomings made by the government and the party and pledged not to indulge in activity that could bring division within the party. Accordingly, directives have been issued to other party leaders and cadres to not get involved in divisive party politics. The meeting reviewed the issues raised in relation to the party and the government and decided to work to further consolidate the party and make the government more effective. The party will also support the measures taken by the government to save the country and people from the COVID-19 pandemic. President Biddyadevi Bhandari met Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday to discuss contemporary national issues. Prime Minister Oli went to the presidential palace yesterday evening to inform the president about efforts being made to prevent the coronavirus outbreak in the country. According to president's personal secretary, the meeting was part of regular briefing given to the president regarding the coronavirus mitigation efforts. The government has implemented measures to keep the suspected individuals at quarantine facilities in an effort to suppress the spread of COVID-19. During the regular press meet organized at the Ministry of Health and Population, spokesperson at the ministry, Dr. Bikas Tepkota, yesterday said a total of 22,978 suspected individuals were quarantined across the country. Dr. Tepkota shared that a total of 61,000 tests, including 13,000 1,098 PCR and 48,529 RDT were carried out so far. Dr. Tepkota said that 1,252 people underwent a test for coronavirus yesterday. No one was tested positive for the virus yesterday. Total 89 suspected individuals, including 4 in Kathmandu and 85 outside, are kept at isolation wards under medical surveillance. The number of people testing positive for coronavirus remains 59, out of which 16 have returned home after being cured. The remaining 43 are undergoing treatment and their health condition is said to be normal. The death toll from an unknown disease in Bhangaha and Bardibas of Mohottari district has reached 11. 55-year-old Indian national Motilal Prajapat and Palat Saha yesterday died of the disease. All other deceased are from Bardibas Ward No. 12, Bhangaha Ward No. 6 and 7. Mayor of Bhangaha Municipality Sanjeev Kumar Saha suspected that the locals could have died from the consumption of bootleg liquor. Two dead bodies of those missing in the avalanche that occurred at Hinku Lake area of Annapurna Rural Municipality in Kaski District were discovered and brought to Pokhara yesterday. According to Nepal Army Public Relations Directorate, two dead bodies, one of Nepali and another of Korean national, were recovered yesterday and brought to Pokhara. They had gone missing on 17 January earlier this year. The national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation has continued chartered and cargo flights to the international destinations even during the nationwide lockdown against the coronavirus. The Nepal Airlines Corporation has so far made its chartered flights to India, Bangladesh, Japan and Australia and 4 cargo flights to Guangzhou, China since the lockdown that came into force from March 24th. According to Airlines Corporation spokesperson Archana Kharga, the airlines will make one more chartered flight flight to Sydney on May 6th. Prior to this, on April 1st, it had made the 13-hour chartered flight to Brisbane off Australia via Malaysia through its widebody. The widebody plane will also be flying to South Korea. The flight was scheduled for April 30, but it was postponed due to some reasons. The new schedule is yet to be determined. Nepal is receiving 20,000 PCR test kits from Germany to support the government's fight against COVID-19 pandemic. Accordingly, 3,000 PCR test kits made in Germany arrived yesterday in Nepal as cargo in the French repatriation flight. This is part of ongoing bilateral cooperation between Germany and Nepal to fight the COVID-19 pandemic, according to a statement issued by the Embassy of Germany in Kathmandu. The 3,000 PCR kits were handed over to the Ministry of Health of Nepal. They are part of a total of 20,000 ordered from Germany and various equipment ordered from China and scheduled to arrive by road. They will also include equipment for treating infectious hospital waste. German Ambassador to Nepal, Roland Schaefer, said in the current state of pandemic in Nepal, testing was crucial for slowing down the spread of the virus and reliable testing was also important for community peace. The statement says the Nepali German Health Project has received additional financing from the German Ministry of Economic Cooperation to support the COVID-19 response as part of German development cooperation. Most of the quarantines established by local levels in Kanchanpur district are gradually getting empty. Those staying in quarantines were new entrants from adjoining Indian cities and they now have returned home after completing the quarantine period. There are only 86 people staying in 4 quarantines among the 9 quarantines, while others have returned home after they were tested negative for COVID-19. According to District Administration Office Kanchanpur, District Administrative Officer Krishnananda Joshi, there are 540 beds in 9 quarantines, but most of them are getting empty as no new case of coronavirus has been detected of late. He further shared that a total of 1,719 people who had stayed in different quarantines in the district were tested for COVID-19. 70% industries have been found to have defied the government decision to pay full salary to workers of formal sector for the month of Chaitra. During a preliminary survey on the status of distribution of remuneration and operation of industries during the lockdown by the Whole Trade Union Nepal, WHIN, only 30% industries were found giving the full payment for Chaitra to their workers. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरू फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त्यसो नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to more news now. Today is World Press Freedom Day. May 3rd is being marked as the World Press Freedom Day since the year 1993. Now on to some international updates. More than 241,000 people have died from COVID-19 worldwide, while some 3.3 million infections have been confirmed in at least 187 countries and territories. Likewise, over 1 million people have recovered to date. Meanwhile, in United States, many states have started reopening their economies over the weekend. The number of known infections has climbed to more than 1.1 million people, including 65,645 deaths. Overall, in the United States, there were 34,000 new cases reported on Friday, the highest daily total since April 24th. The U.S. has conducted 6.5 million tests so far. Likewise, deaths from the COVID-19 infection in Italy has jumped to 474 yesterday against 269 the day before. More than 40 people were reportedly killed after rioting broke out at a prison in Venezuela. Venezuelan prison observatory said the inmates at Los Llanos, a jail near western Guanera City, were angry at lack of food and water. The organizations called for an investigation, casting doubt on the official version that the prisoners had attempted a jailbreak. Prison staff, including the governor, were wounded in the incident. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has revealed contingency plans were made while he was seriously ill in hospital with coronavirus. In an interview with The Sun on Sunday, the Prime Minister said he was given liters and liters of oxygen to keep him alive. He said his week in London's St. Thomas Hospital left him driven by a desire to both stop others suffering and to get UK back to its feet. Johnson had been diagnosed with coronavirus on March 26 and was admitted to hospital 10 days later. The following day, he was moved to intensive care unit. The total number of reported coronavirus-related deaths in the United Kingdom now stands at 28,131, an increase of 621 on Friday's figure. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Brief rain or thundershowers accompanied with gusty winds and hailstorm possible at some places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 25.8 degrees Celsius and a minimum of 15.6 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping the headlines once again. Ruling Communist Party leaders express commitment to strengthen the party unity adhering to the communist values. Health Ministry says no one tested positive for coronavirus yesterday, and more than 40 people killed in prison riot in Venezuela. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and stay home and stay safe.